I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, some groups warn about potential RICA scams, and the Southern Indian Ute Tribe says it has not entered into any agreement for an ICE detention facility. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Some groups are sounding the alarm on potential scams that target people who are exposed to radiation linked to U.S. nuclear weapons, including Native Americans. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, Congress approved and expanded funding to help the victims. Vaccination rates are declining across Washington state, and experts say this leaves Native communities vulnerable to dangerous disease outbreaks, especially heading back to school. Isabel Charlet reports. The Southern Indian Ute Tribe in Colorado says it has not entered into any agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, regarding detention operations. The tribe issued a statement this week to clarify its position after recent news reports listed the tribe as potential ICE facility sites. In a press release, the tribe said it was not notified nor consulted prior to the release of information regarding detention operations, and says there have been no discussions between the tribal council and federal authorities on the matter. In Oklahoma, Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. signed the tribe's first artificial intelligence policy Thursday. It establishes new guidelines for AI use across all Cherokee Nation departments. The policy outlines specific approved uses and strictly prohibits AI use without quality review involving the Cherokee language, which must receive backing and incorporation from Cherokee fluent speakers. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.